Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about the interview of President Trump by Chris Wallace last week, where Mr. Wallace told the president that Joe Biden does not want to defund the police, countering Mr. Trump's assertion that Biden does want to do that. While the statement from Wallace is technically true, Mr. Biden's stance is a bit disingenuous, and Chris should know that. Joe Biden has put forth that he wants to, quote, redirect some police funding, which is just about the same thing as defunding. Simply put, the cops don't get as much public cash. So why are we playing this word game? Defunding, redirecting, come on. Well, the reason the Biden campaign does not want to use defund is that it knows most Americans disagree with that far-left demand. And using redirect obscures the issue. It's clear the former vice president cannot come out in support of the police because the radicals and some black voters might abandon him. Remember, as a senator, Joe Biden was a big supporter of law enforcement. He even co-sponsored a tough federal anti-crime bill. But that was the old Joe. The new Joe is woke, trendy, down with the people. He has, well, redirected himself. Say it ain't so, Joe. Now this.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.